Hello and good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. This episode is coming out on Monday, but recording it today, Sunday, February 18th. My name is Dennis Mayfield. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a very long time since I've done this. I think in the time that it's been spaced out from the last episode I did until now, I kind of wanted to do it the right way. You know, definitely wanted to take time between the job and school and all that to figure out that time and life balance towards where I can say that I felt very comfortable being able to properly do this with the time that I do have. And now that I've figured it out, I'm excited to see where this takes us. For the new listeners, my name is Dennis Mayfield, currently college student at Michigan State University. And where a lot of the time balance comes from does come from my job of being a basketball manager, which is what I am hopefully trying to turn this podcast into, a little mix of just life and elevation talk. Also along with trying to take a shot at basketball analysis on teams, players, how I see, you know, the rest of the season, NBA or college goals, depending on suggestions. I'm always open to suggestions as well. I'm still kind of green, rusty to the whole podcasting thing. So it's really a, just learn as I go, really. And I hope you all enjoy the journey with me as we just go through and just try to become just better, because ultimately I think that's always the goal for anybody in life. It's just to get better. So like I said, we're going to deep dive into those different types of life topics, just trying to get a sense of empowering you to live your best life. And today I think an important building block that I'll be discussing and talking about to do that is just delving into the powerful concept of consistency. So now I'm pretty sure you've heard in your life, you know, maybe by parents or by people in the workplace or people that, you know, you take advice from, that consistency is a powerful thing because it shows others and yourself that you can have discipline and a routine, and that you can become reliable on that. And through my experiences, I can definitely say that in ways that it is very true. Because I think what we, especially as people, take for granted is that when we're going through journeys or whatever, like I said, job, relationships, or even just when you're yourself, I think that we take for granted not realizing that consistency is often the difference between success and failure. It's often the difference between progress and stagnation. Much like music, it's that steady drumbeat that can propel us forward. And if we get knocked off that path, then we can get knocked backwards, very significantly backwards. Even when the path that we are taking is uncertain or even challenging at some points, because it's always not going to just be the easy paved road that, you know, you can just walk down and nothing's going to happen. You know, the road's going to have some potholes in it for a little bit. And I think we all need to realize that and also take that into better consideration, you know, considering how we move. But the big question is, what exactly is consistency, and why does it really matter so much? And I think that question could be answered in a multitude of different ways, because everybody has their definition of what consistency really is. But at the same time, like I said, what I think that we personally take for granted a lot is, yeah, we might have different definitions of consistency, but at the end of the day, it definitely all means the same things when it comes down to it. So really what I can say to that is consistency isn't about perfection. Like I said, that road is not always going to be perfectly paved, and it's going to have some potholes. It's going to have some cracks, but that's just what it is. That's where the consistency comes in. Consistency, you just got to push through that. Like I said, it's about showing up day in and day out and putting in the work to where you want to be, building blocks. Like I said, consistency is a very big building blocks. It includes, you know, forming the habits and routines that support your goals and aspiration. You know, like if you want to be a writer, you got to have those building blocks to write every day, hone those skills, build those skills. And that's what it is. The habits and routines that'll have those building blocks, build those skills to be the best person that you can be, to be undeniable. And whether you're pursuing, you know, fitness journey, you know, getting that body right for the summer, building a business, or even simply just mastering a skill, consistency is really that key ingredient towards the long-term success that you would like to have. And once again, you're going to hear me say this a lot in the episode. I feel like that we do take that for granted a lot, because a lot of times we'll see people, and you know, it's all right feeling to have. We're humans, you know, we have feelings, we're allowed to have feelings. You know, there's a lot of times where we feel that we look at people and, you know, they get something that we feel like that they don't deserve. And more often than not, they most likely don't. That's just life. That's just the truth of the matter. But at the same time, on the other side of the coin, we can also kind of look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what type of consistency, what type of routine, what type of dedication, what type of building blocks am I not doing to not get those opportunities that others are getting? And I just feel like that we really focus a lot into what other people are getting or gaining instead of just taking that time to build ourselves and to really build what we need to do to get the opportunities that we want, to get the opportunities that we see others getting that we know we deserve, but that consistency isn't really there. And maybe we're not ready for the moment. Maybe we think we are. And in that moment that we think we're ready, if we get thrown into the fire, we'll get burnt because we're not ready for it. So that's just a little nugget to think about. And as far as the next question, you know, the next question being, how could we cultivate that consistency in our lives? Many people think it's simple, but it's really not simple. It's definitely a case of easier said than done. It really starts with setting clear and achievable goals. Now, I know a lot of people say shoot for the stars. Shooting for the stars is fine. Shooting for the stars is definitely fine. But I think that with shooting for the stars, it's the process that you have to complete before you get to the stars. It's what's very important to the ultimate goal. Because if you set those clear, achievable goals and then break them down into little manageable tasks, you start creating that roadmap for success. You start creating that roadmap so that you can eventually reach the stars. And in that case, a lot of the times, there's trouble with staying focused and staying motivated even when obstacles arrive. And like I said, I'm saying time and time again, the road is not always going to be perfect. There's always going to be potholes. And it's up to you to tell yourself, either this is going to stop me from being consistent, this is going to stop me from reaching the stars, this is going to put a divot on my roadmap, and I'll just quit, or I'll figure out that detour to get me back on track. You know, overcoming the obstacles is a lot that many people can relate to, because it's very common. You know, you see it every day. You really never know what somebody is going through, what type of obstacles that person may have faced today. You know, it may be a person that's always smiling, but maybe that's just their way of overcoming the obstacles. You know, yeah, and that comes with time, understanding, and a lot of the building skills and the building confidence that, you know, it's just the obstacles are minor. Obstacles are minor, and that just cannot get in the way of achieving your major goals. And I think another thing that when it comes to consistency that a lot of people don't realize or take for granted is that consistency isn't just about the big moments, really. It's about the small everyday choices that we make. Like I said, those small building block choices that we make every day. It's also about prioritizing where your time and where your energy goes towards. If you spend your time and energy, you know, being mad, being negative during the day, that's not a building block. That's setting you back. You know, if I think it's also up to yourself, you owe it to yourself to prioritize your time and energy, and if you can, to get into the positive of things. Find a positive wherever you can, whether that's helping somebody or helping yourself, you know. I mean, hey, prioritize your time and energy and taking a nap, recharge your batteries. It's way, way better than being negative, putting that black cloud over yourself when it doesn't even need to be. Also, what comes with that is staying disciplined and refusing to give into the distractions or making excuses as to why you're not consistent. And excuses can really range from just not taking accountability of not continuing to build on those building blocks that you know will get you somewhere. Staying disciplined is very important. It's very important. Discipline and consistency goes hand in hand, because it's a lot like getting up every day, knowing that you have something to do, knowing that you have like class or work, and you really just feel like that you don't want to go. But if you're struggling in class or you want to get that new apartment, new car, you got to go to the class. You got to go to work. You got to stay disciplined, because you know that goal that you want to achieve, the class and the job are building blocks. Those are things you got to stay disciplined in. Those are things that will help you get to those stars, the ultimate goal. And me saying all this, on the other side of the coin, I think we all realize, of course, maintaining the consistency that we want isn't always easy. You'll face setbacks. You'll face the moments of doubt. Oh, I might not be able to do this. Or it's getting harder and harder each day. But it's also during these times that, you know, that sunshine being your commitment, clear those clouds of doubt out the way. That's when your consistency is truly tested. And at the start, yeah, it might be hard. It's definitely going to be hard. Just starting out to be disciplined. You know, you're not going to, you know, we're not going to achieve anything first try. It's very rare, especially with something like this, that you're going to achieve something first try. But once again, that's when your consistency is tested. You just gotta dig deep, stay resilient, find that motive, find that why to keep pushing forward, no matter what that obstacle is or that setback is that you need to get over in order to achieve it. And I think two important things that, once again, there's a lot of things we take for granted, but two important things that we do take for granted is also the power of accountability and support. Surrounding ourselves, you know, you and me, with like-minded individuals is very important. It's very key. That support system, that circle, is very key, because you share those goals with people who can provide very invaluable encouragement that you probably cannot get anywhere else. Those gems that you can't get anywhere else. And that motivation on your journey towards consistency. I say we take accountability and support for granted, because a lot of times where the excuses come in is really about, you know, looking at ourselves in the mirror and just being like, man, you know, I'm not consistent because of this, and, you know, there's a lot of things that are out of our control, and that's perfectly valid. Out of your control, good. Like I said, that's the pothole, that's the minor setback. But when it's things that you can absolutely control, whereas you choose to do things, that's where that circle of support comes in. That's also where that embracing the accountability turns in as well. There's this misconception about accountability being solely about consequences or punishment, when majority of the time that's really not the case. Being responsible, yeah, you know, recognizing that something is happening and you might need to get a hold of that. But those are also, but accountability, consistency, those things go hand in hand as well, because those are both building blocks that can be combined, that can make you into that person that you would like to be. It helps you solve problems way better. Helps you recognize that those everyday choices of what you put your time and energy to, really what you want to put your time and energy to. So with that, like I said, you just got to have that recognition. And where the support comes in, support is important, because on those days where you don't have the energy, where you don't feel like that you can continue to keep pushing or keep moving on, that support system is key. That support system is very key. They can pick you up when you feel like that you can't even pick yourself up. They're there for you no matter what, right or wrong. And they'll tell you when you're wrong. You have to, what I say, you have to be able to recognize when you're wrong. I think that's where the support system comes in a lot at, because like I said, they'll keep you on the path and they'll remind you of the accountability, and you'll take that accountability and be like, yeah, well, I'm messing up. Let me stop that. Let me get back on the road, or what I need to get back on. And really, that really kind of sums up the whole consistency thing. Consistency is like one big heading with a bunch of subheadings. It's like one main objective with a bunch of requirements or prerequisites that need to be completed before you fully grasp. So as we wrap up the episode, I kind of want to leave you with this thought that consistency isn't just a habit, it's a mindset. A mindset that says, I will not be deterred by challenges or setbacks. I will stay the course day after day until I reach my goals. And with that, thank you. I appreciate you for tuning into the podcast. I'll probably come up with a new name for it soon. Like I said, I'm just really getting back into this. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. This episode and the whole podcast will be available, you know, wherever podcasts is, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If there's podcast services that are out there, I'll figure out how to put it out there so that we can get everybody included. Make sure everybody's included. But like I said, remember, consistency is the key to unlocking your full potential as a person. And until next time, stay consistent and stay inspired.